Akain is included in one of the takonis that Rav Yochanan and Zakkai made. All right, we'll stop here. Yehon Nachlamet Beis Amir Aleph. Mishnah says, say the brachas. What's the say the brachas we say by Shmon Esrei, by Musaf and Rosh Hashanah? Is Leimer Ovis, first we say Ovis, that's Mogen Avram, then Ugvura Fata Gibor, then Ugdushas Hashem, then we say HaMelech HaKodesh, the Kailol Malchi Yisimuhin. The Tanakhama says, in the brach of HaMelech HaKodesh, not like we do, you put the brachas of Malchius there also. And you don't blow the shofar when you say the psukim of Malchius, according to the Tanakhama. Then you say Kedushas Hayoyim, then you say the next brach on the Kadosh Yisrael, and the next brach you do blow the shofar, Zechroinois, then the next brach, the fifth brach is Zechroinois, Fitzakeya, and then you do blow the shofar. Shofar is then the next set of psukim, talking about shofars, and you say a bracha, Fitzakeya. And then you blow the shofar after the brachas of shofars. The Yemer Avoidah, then you say Ritzei, Vahoido, you say Moidim, Ovirchas Kanim, then Yiduchim, then. Divir Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. This is Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri Shita, that you say Malchios during the bracha of HaMelech HaKodesh, and you don't blow the shofar then. Omula Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva has a question back and says, if you're not going to blow the shofar when you say the psukim of Malchius, Lomu Master, how come we say these psukim altogether of Malchius then? Elo, so Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. So Rabbi Kiva Shita is Elo Oimer. Rabbi Kiva says like this: Oimer Ovis. First you say Mogen Avrom Ugvuros. Then you say Atagibur Chayim Mason. Then Ukdushas Hashem. Then you say the Bruch of HaMelech HaKodesh. The Koilol Malchias Im Kedushas Hayoyim. Then like we do in the next Bruch after HaMelech HaKodesh, that's when we start saying the Psukim of Malchias Vitzakeya. And when you finish the bracha of Kedushas Hayoyim, Mekadosh Yisrael, then you blow the shofar. Zechroinos, then you say the psukim about Zechroinos, and you say the bracha of Tekeya, and you blow the shofar then. Shofros, then you say the psukim about shofros, and make the bracha of Tekeya, and you blow the third time then. The Yomer Avoidi, you say Ritzei afterwards, Vaido and Moidim, or Brichas Kan, and then you do Duchen then. That's what we do, like Rabbi Kiva says. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah says, Omol Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, Emenu Tekeya Lamalchius Lamu Matir. Like he had a kashan of Yechon and Benuri. According to you, that you say the psukim of Malchius during the bracha of HaMelech HaKodesh, that you don't blow the shofar. So if you don't blow the shofar, then he asked the question, why do you say these psukim altogether of Malchius? For the Gemara, Lamu Matir, why do you say these psukim of Malchius? Rachmono Omer Itkar. It's like Midiraisa, we'll have a price later, the psukim, that you have to say psukim of Malchius on Rosh Hashanah. Elo, the question is like this. Lomer Esther, how come you say 10 psukim of Malchius? Lema Teisha, let's only say 9 psukim of Malchius. So, hoyo v'yishtani yishtani. Since by Malchius is different than Zechroinus and Shofros. Why is Zechroinus and Shofros, even if Yechon Ben Uri is moida, that you blow the shofar right after the bracha? So there it's good why you have to have 10 psukim. But according to Rav Yechon Ben Uri, that you don't blow the shofar after the psukim of Malchius, because Malchius is said during the bracha of HaMelech HaKodesh, and we don't blow the shofar yet, so there should have been a difference, that Malchius should only have 9 psukim, and not 10 psukim. That was his kasha. As for sure, you have to say psukim of Malchius, but why 10? You should have only said 9. Yeah, now Tana Rabban, Bryce says like this, Minayin Shemrim Ovis. How do we know when we start on saying Shemon Esrei, the first bracha is called Brichas Ovis, we have to say Mogen Avrom. How do we know to say the first bracha of Mogen Avrom? Shenam and Apostle says, Hovu Lashem B'nai Elim. So B'nai Elim goes on the others. Shashi B'nai Elim, Lishim the Kifa, a strong Lashim. Kimai V'yes Eile Yoritz Lokach. That's Brichas Ovis, of Mogen Avrom. O Minayin Shemim Gvuris, having an answer that we have to say Yata Gibur, and we say Mechaya Mesim. Shenam and Apostle says, Hovu Lashem Kavoid V'yoiz. Give Hashem Kavoid. Rashi has two of one of his son. By the Minayin Shemim Kedushas, how do we know then we have to say Atta Kodesh, and we end off with a Melech HaKodesh? Shenem the Apostle says, Hovul Hashem Kavoid Shemoi, Hishtachvul Hashem Bahadros Kodesh. So we have to give a Kodesh Melech Kavoid, say Kodesh, say Atta Kodesh. Or Minayin Shemim Malchius, how do we know after the Broch of a Melech HaKodesh, like we do, then we start saying Atta V'chatonu Mekolamim, And in that, by Musaf, we start saying the brachas of Oleinu, we start saying V'alkein, then we start saying the psukim of Malchus, and then we end off, Brachat Hashem, Melech HaKolores, Mekadesh Yisroel, Yom HaZikaron. So how do we know you have to say psukim of Malchus and end off this bracha of Mekadesh Yisroel, Yom HaZikaron? Zechronius, then you say psukim of Zechronius, you make a bracha. V'shoifres, then you say psukim of Al-Shoifres, and you make the bracha after the brachas of Shoifres. Is Reb Lezer Weimer, Reb Lezer Dechsir, the Pasuk says, Shabbos soin zichron trua, mikra kodesh. That means Shabbos soin ze kedusha fayoim. By saying Shabbos, and that means you have to say the kedusha fayoim, that's mekadesh yisroel v'yom hazikaron. That's the first block we say after Malchus. Zichron, elu zichronis. But Shabbos soin zichron, zichron means remembering. You have to say psukim of zichronis, and we say zecher abris. Then trua, the pasuk says Shabbos soin zichron trua, trua elu shofros. So kitzur, this pasuk of Shabbos and Zichron Trua, we learn that you have to say Tzukim of Malchus, of Zichronus, and of Shofros. Then the pasuk ends off Mikra Kodesh, means Kasheyo B'Yasiyos Melacha. You should be Mekadesh Rosh Hashanah by not doing Melacha, the Melacha, the Rosher, on Rosh Hashanah is called the Yomtiv. Amar Rabbi Akiva, so the Akiva said back, Mifnei Ma'aloy Nemer, how come you don't say like this? How come the pasuk doesn't say, Mifnei Ma'aloy Nemer Shabbos and Shabbos? That's what the pasuk should have said. Because according to Rashi, it says, "Of Neimala Nemru Nema Shabbos and Shabbos Shrei Posak BeAkasav Chila." That's what the Gemara says. Sheboi Posak Akasav Chila. Rashi says, "Vehu Bo LaHazir Alam Locha." Since you want to say it's talking about now the end of the pasuk, not to do Melacha on Rosh Hashanah, Sheikar. That's the Ikar. Vehein Yofel Lidrosh Hayuvu Rishon BeNikra VeYashrisa Rishon LaKul LaKulam. Like from the first pasuk, we should have dashed Shabbosin. That Shabbosin Shabbos means. From Shabbos and Moshe Dashim to say you have to rest. If this pasuk is saying also that on Rosh Hashanah you learn out the mitzvah to rest, not to do the melachos on Rosh Hashanah from this pasuk, you should have dashed from the beginning of the pasuk. Of Shabbos should mean to rest, not from the end of the pasuk, Mikra Kodesh. So therefore he says like this, Ela, Shabbos, what does the first word mean, Shabbos, Kad Sheyev Vasiyas Melach, Enechanami? He learns the beginning of the pasuk of Shabbos, Zichron and Trua. You know what the word Shabbos means? That Rosh Hashanah is called a Yom Tov, you have to stop doing work, you can't do it's Asav Asiyas Melacha. Zichron, then the Pasuk says, Zichron, Elu Zichronis, Enechnami. You have to say Psukim and a Bracha Zecher Abris. Trua, Elu Shofros. We say Psukim of Shofros, now we make a Bracha also of Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, what does the end of the Pasuk mean, Mikra Kodesh? Zu Kedusha Sayyim. That means there's an Indian to say a Bracha of Kedusha Sayyim of Mekadesh Yisro of Yom HaZikaron. Now, Minayin Shomer Malchus. If so, how the chal do we know we say Malchus also? We only have a pasuk so far of the Zichron Trua, that you say Zichronius and you say Shofros. And the Nikra Kodesh means you say Kedusha Sayyim, the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrov Yom HaZikaron. But how the chal do we know that in that bracha you have to say Psukim of Malchus also? Minayin Shomer Malchus, Tanya, Rebbe Yoina, Ani Yashem Olakechem, the pasuk says, Uva Chodesh Hashvi, Izu Malchus. About this, the Hesmichus of Ani Hashem Lekechem to Vachedish Hashri, Rosh Hashanah, it means to say that on Rosh Hashanah, there's a chiyah to talk about Ani Hashem Lekechem. You have to say Psukim of Malchus. The Drash Ani Hashem Lekechem, Dil Oni Vlager Tazoiv, the Somakle, the Pasuk says right away, Vachedish Hashri, Zichron Trua. So as if to say that on Rosh Hashanah, you have to remember that Ani Hashem Lekechem. Means you have to say Psukim of Malchus, that Hashem is the king. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda Weimer. I don't need a postic like you're saying for this. The postic says, The postic didn't have to say, Ani Hashem Lekechem. Why does the postic say it? Zebon av l'chol makom. From here we learn out to all places, Shenema by Zechroinois, Yia Malchus. And here the pasuk says, "V'hoyu lachem l'zikaron lefnei elokechem." You should have remembering, and you should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a binyan now that whenever there's an inyan of zichronos to remember something, you also have to say psukim about lefnei Hashem elokechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever you have an inyan of zichronos, yiyo malchus imohin. So Mela, since on Rosh Hashanah we have the pasuk zichron trua, that we have to have remembrance and say the shofar. Whenever you have to say psukim of zichronos, you also have to say Psukim of Malchus. You learn it out from this pasuk. The pasuk in Bamidbar, "Zavohoyu lechem lezikaron lefnei elokechem." Now the Gemara asks, "Vehechin oimro?" Where do we say the Psukim of Malchus lekdusha sayim? Like we do it. in during this first bracha, bracha to Hashem, Melech HaKolorot, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'yamati Korein, that's the Kedusha Sayyim. In this bracha before that, we say, Aleinu, V'nemu Lehevedovim B'Yakov, we say, Psukim of Malchis. Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Im HaMalchis Oimru. We say it, Im HaMalchis. With Malchis, you say it. That what Mamad seen the B'chol Mokim, for Revis, just like all over, it's the fourth bracha, is Afkan Ravis. Who did it here also? It's the fourth bracha. So the Gemara means this kash like this. Ve'echa oimro l'kdusha fayoim. Hey, where do we say the bracha of kdusha fayoim? Hey, by which psukim do we end off by saying this bracha of Mekadesh al-Kolor, Mekadesh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron? So Tanya Rebbe Yoim Yim HaMalchis oimro. Like we do. Hey, so we say the psukim of Malchis, and then after saying the psukim of Malchis, then we say the bracha of Kiddush Hayom. Then we say this bracha, bracha to Hashem, and Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. Whereas this bracha is said during the psukim of Malchus. The Mamad seems, just like we find, B'chol Mokim Brevis, just like all over, this bracha of Mekadosh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron, the bracha of the Kiddush Hayom by regular Yom Tif, is always the fourth bracha. Like after the bracha of Akela Kodesh, the next bracha after B'chatonu, and we end off always Mekadosh Yisrael. So always the bracha of Kiddush Hayom is the fourth bracha. Here also it's the fourth bracha. Afkan Ravis. We have Shimon ben Gamliel in there, Imaz Zechronis. He says no. You know where we say the nusach of the bracha, bracha to Hashem, melech ha-koloris, mekadosh Yisrael, v'yom ha-tikoren, you say it by Zechronis, not by Malchus like we do, but by the next bracha. Instead of saying Zechra Bris, you say melech ha-koloris, mekadosh Yisrael, v'yom ha-tikoren. You say Imaz Zechronis, Oimer. Why? Mamet sin of a chomokim bemsa, just like all over, it's mamish in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Like in a regular Yom Tov, we first say the first three brachas, then we say the last three brachas, and in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's when we say Atav Chaton Mekolamim, and we end up brachat Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, v'Yazmanim. So the bracha of Kedusha Sayyim is always in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So now that in Rosh Hashanah also, you have these three brachas in the middle, you have Malchi, Zechronis, and Shefrois, so it's a svara that the bracha of Kedusha Sayyim goes in the middle by saying it in Zechronis. Is Afkan Biemsa. Okay, Shakitshu Bezdin es Hashona Busha. When Bezdin was Mekadosh the Shona, they made Rosh Hashanah and Usha. That's where the Bezdin Agoda was. Is Yorod Rav Yechanan ben Bruka Lefnei, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Yechanan ben Bruka went down, he was a Shlich Tzibur, in front of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Yosek Rav Yechanan ben Uri. And he did it like Rav Yechanan ben Uri says.
What? Rav Yechanan ben Uri did was what?
Then Rabbi Yechon Menurah to the Mishnah again. Then he holds first you say Hamelech Hakodesh, and you say Pesukim of Malchus during Hamelech Hakodesh, and you don't blow the shofar by the Pesukim of Malchus. He did like Rabbi Yechon Menurah. Omer lo Rav Shimon, but how he knows who came by Yavne? That wasn't the meaning. We didn't do like that in Yavne. So Liyem Hashenya on the second day, we'll soon see what it means. The second day, Yorod Rabbi Chanina, Benoishu Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He went down. He was a Shlich Tzibur then. The Yosef Rabbi Kiva. He did like Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, the way we do it. That first you say HaMelech HaKadosh, and then you say Psukim of Malchus, and then you end off Mekadosh, HaMelech HaKoloros, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. He did like Rabbi Kiva. Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kach Hayu Negin B'Yavne. That's the meaning, that's the way you're supposed to do it in Yavne, the way we do it now, like Rabbi Kiva says. That you say HaMelech HaKadosh, then you first start saying Psukim of Malchus, and then you say Melech HaKoloros, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. The verse says, Lameimra, to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, to Rabbi Kiva, to relay. So here it's coming out that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds like Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah. I've omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, Malchiyos in Kedusha Sayyim, that you say the Pesukim of Malchiyos with Kedusha Sayyim. And omer lehu, and they said back to him, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Lema, Kedusha Sayyim, im hazachronis. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no. He says that the Kedusha Sayyim, this bracha, of Mekadosh Yisrael of Yom HaZikaron goes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You say it by Zechronis. So how can you say Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Kiva? Amar lahu, Amar Rav Zeira, Leimer, what he meant to say, holds like Rabbi Kiva is, She'etoykin l'malchis. That's what he meant to say. Sure, Shimon Gamliel Taka holds not like our Mishnah, not like Rabbi Kiva. Where do you say the bracha of Mekadosh Yisrael of Yom HaZikaron? You say it after the Pesukim of Zechronis. That's of Shimon Gamliel Shita. But I call upon him, when do you blow the shofar blowing, he holds like Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, that after we say the Pesukim of Malchus, we blow the shofar once, then he has to say Sukkim of Zechariah if he blow again, and he has to say Sukkim of Shofar if he blow it again. And where we blow the Shofar, that he holds like a Kiva in the Mishnah. Just where do you say this bracha of Mekadish, Melech HaKolot, Mekadish Yishov, Yom HaZikaron, that's the Machlokes. Because Shimon Gamliel says you say the Emsa after the Pesukim of Zechariah, and we say no, you say the beginning after the Pesukim of Malchias, the fourth bracha, that's the bracha of Kiddush Hayom. Then it says, right before it said that L'yoyim HaShem, on the second day, Yorad Rabbi Chanina. And then Rabbi Chanina went down and he's davened the Shimon Esrei, like Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, that you say the Pesukim of Malchias, and then you blew the Shofar. But the more my sheni, what does it mean the second day? Ilay me yom to sheni, if you mean mamish the second day of Rosh Hashanah. This was talking about the time when they were Mekadesh al pi Riya. So, how do you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah then? Lameimu, you want to tell me the Arul Elul, that Bezdin made this month of Elul an extra day. In other words, usually what it is the 30th day of Elul, Mesafik, we always keep Rosh Hashanah. Because we have a doubt, maybe some part of this day, Adam will come and say they saw the new moon last night. So it comes out the 30th day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. So they always keep the 30th day for Rosh Hashanah. But let's say Edim don't come today. So it comes out then that today was kept Rosh Hashanah in Asofik, but really tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So in order to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah Bizmandu and Mekadesh to Chodesh al Pi Edim, it had to be that either the Edim didn't come altogether today, and therefore today was kept 1 day in Asofik, but really tomorrow the 31st day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Or else like we had before a case, that the Edim came late in the day, after Mincha, after the Tomat Shor Ben Abayim, that Bezdin also didn't accept them anymore, and they made the first day Rosh Hashanah, but really the second day was Yikar Rosh Hashanah. So you want to tell me at his times, there was a second day Rosh Hashanah. That means they made an extra day Telu. I've omre lechanina barakana, that Miyamois Ezra V'yelech, after the times of Ezra, after that one time that we had the Mishnah before, it only happened one time that the Edim came late in the day, that Bezdin made 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But after that time onwards, Loi Matsinu Elul Meyubar, it never came out another year that Elul had 31 days to it. It was always that Elul was only 29 days, and the 30th day was always Rosh Hashanah. So if the 30th day, Abim always came on the 30th day to say we saw the moon last night, so Rosh Hashanah was always the 30th day, and only one day. So what does it mean on the Yom Sheni? On the second day, at that time they didn't have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Chisda, my Sheni, you know what the second day means? It means L'yoyim Sheni L'shan Abo, as if to say, next year Rosh Hashanah. It's the first year Rosh Hashanah the Sheikh Tziba Davin, like Rav Yechon and Manuri in our Mishnah, that he said the Psukim of Malchias in the third Baruch of HaMelech HaKadosh. And L'yoyim Hasheni means the next year Rosh Hashanah, then the Sheikh Tziba Davin, like we do, like Rav Kiva in our Mishnah, that no, first you say HaMelech HaKadosh, the third Baruch of, then in the fourth Baruch of, that's where we say Psukim of Malchias, and we end off the fourth Baruch of with Melech HaKolot, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'yom HaTikaron. So the Mishnah writes, Ein Poichsin Me'asoro Malchis. You don't say less than 10 Pesukim about Malchis. Me'asoro Zechronis. You don't say less than 10 Pesukim about Zechronis. Me'asoro Shofaris. You don't say less than at least 10 Pesukim about Shofaris. Rav Yechon ben Uri Omer, Im Omar, Gimel Gimel Mikulam Yotze. If you only say 3, from all of them, you're also Yotze. So see in the Gemara exactly what does 3 mean. But you don't have to have 10. If you have just 3 of each one, it's also enough. The rest of the Gemara says, "Hani Yasara Malchias Kinegan Me." How come the Rabbanu or Mesakim we have to say 10 Pesukim of Malchias? Why punk 10 Pesukim? So Omar Rebbe, or Reb Levi it should be, Omar Reb Levi, Kinegan Asara Hilulim, Shom Adavah B'Sefer Tilim. Kinegan the 10 Hilulim that it says in Sefer Tilim. Fred the Gemara Hilulim to the Hevi. In Sefer Tilim it says a lot of times, hallelujah there. It says a lot of Hilulim, much more than 10. So Marin says, Hanef desibu, hallelujah b'seika shofar. I mean, in this capital of hallelujah b'seika shofar, it says 10 times the word, hallelujah. So 10 times of this word, that's why we say 10 sukkim of Malchis. Shashu seika shofar, hanef ta'alu, keel b'kodeshoi. Rabbi Yosef oime oma k'neged asara dibris. K'neged the 10 dibris, that's why we say 10 sukkim. Shenem Mulol Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Yechonon Noma Kineged Asor Mamoros Shebehen Nivroilam. Kineged the Asor Mamoros Hakadosh Baruch Hu said in the Maaseh Bereishis 10 times Vayomer Vayomer Vayomer. Kineged the Asor Mamoros. That's how you have the 10 Sukkim of Malchus. For the Morahai Ninu, where are the 10 Sukkim Vayomer Vayomer the Bereishis? Then the first few Sukkim of Bereishis says should have said 10 times the word Vayomer. For the Gemara Tesevi, it only says 9 times the word Vayomer in the first Sukkim of Maaseh Bereishis. And the Gemara Bereishis Nami Maimeru. The word Bereishis, that's also called the Maimer. The Yasib B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. So by Bereishis, Bar Olakim, the first word Bereishis is also like an Amir of Hashem. So that's the first Amira, and after that it says nine more times Vayomer, that's the 10 Amiros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. So the meaning of 10, therefore also now in Rosh Hashanah, when we'll be Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us, we also say 10 Psukim of Malchus. Then the Mishnah says, Rav Yechidim Ben Nuri Oymer, Im Oma Sholosh Sholosh Mekulam Yotza. Even if you only say 3 Psukim of each one, you also Yetza the Mitzvah. For the Gemara says, Yiboyelu, I have a question now, a doubt now. Hey Chikitoni, what does Rav Yechidim Ben Nuri mean to say? Sholosh Min HaTorah, Sholosh Min HaNeviim, Sholosh Min HaKsuvim, that's what it means to say. Like you have to at least say, the Hevei Teisha, you have to at least say 9 Psukim. But the 9 has to be 3 psukim from the Torah, 3 psukim from the Vim, and 3 psukim from Ksuvim. V'yikub v'nayu, and according to this Sada, what's the Machlokes Tanakama in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Chada, there's only one difference. The Tanakama says you have to say 10 psukim, you say 3, 3, 3, and then you end off, Shema Yisrael, you say one more pasuk min Torah, that you have to say 10 psukim. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, no, it's enough just to say 9 psukim. Or Dilma, maybe no. Echad min ha-Torah, v'yechad min ha-Nevi'im, v'yechad min ha-Ksuvim. Devilu Shalosh. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri meant to say. When he said the Lashon of Imam HaGimel, Gimel Mekulam Yotzom, if you just say 3 Psukim of Malchus, you also Mekayim the Mitzvah. 3 Psukim means 1 Pasuk min ha-Torah, 1 Pasuk from the Nevi'im, and 1 Pasuk from the Psukim, from the Ksuvim. That's enough to be Yotzom Mitzvah Zechronis, and then the same thing by Shofar, the same thing by Zechronis. V'yikah b'nai Tuva, according to this Pshat, there's a big Nafkamina. The Tanakhama says you have to have 10 Psukim, and according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, all you have to have is just 3 Psukim. So there's a big Nafkamina. That's the Sofik. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mean to say? Does it mean to say 3 means 3 Midiraisa, which is 9 altogether? Or it just meant to say no, 3 or 3 Psukim altogether? Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Tanya we learned, Ein Poichsin Niasura Malchius. You can't say less than 10 Psukim of Malchius. May Asar was a Kronis. You have to at least say 10 Sukkim of the Kronis. May Asar a Shofaris. Of 10 Sukkim of Shofaris. The Imam Asheva Mikulon Yotza. If you say 7 of all of them, you should know you are Makayim the Mitzvah, Kineged Shivarakim. Akoponim, you said Kineged the Shivarakim, you are Yotza. Reb Yechlin Ben Uri Yomar, Ha Poiches La Yivches Misheva. If you, the least you could say has to at least be 7. The Imam Asholish Mikulon Yotza. But if you say 3 psukim from each one, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Kineged Torah Neviim uksuvim. In other words, you have to have at least 3 psukim, then you yetzer the mitzvah. One pasuk kineged Torah, one pasuk that says Neviim, and one pasuk that says uksuvim. The Yamrullah, some say kineged Kanu Neviim v'Yisrael. You see clearly that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Yevad you yetzer, even though you only said 3 psukim. He just said one pasuk of Malchus from the Torah, one pasuk of Malchus from Neviim, and one pasuk from uksuvim, also you yetzer the Yevad. Even though Lekathil you should have not less than 7, but for the effort if you do 3, you're also Yetzer. The Rashi says, Lo Yivchis Misheva. Now if you're going to tell me, Shalosh Min HaTorah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri meant to say, that at least Lekathil you have to have 3 Min HaTorah, V'Shalosh Min HaNeviim, V'Shalosh Min HaKsuvim, L'Choyol, Imkein, Sheva Nami, Sheva Min HaTorah, it should mean 7 Min HaTorah, V'Sheva Min HaNeviim, Sheva Min HaKsuvim, Hevel Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Meisif, then he's saying much more than a Tanna Kamma. Because here he says, you have to have at least 7. So what does 7 mean? If 7 means you have to have from each one of them, so you have to have 7 from each one, it's 21 psukim. That's much more. Elamai, what he meant to say is, then is it's enough to have even one pasuk of each one of them. That's really, but the average yaitzim was just 3 psukim. But l'chatchila, say at least 7 psukim. Kinega de sheva rikim. Omar Afuna, Mashmul, Allah, Rabbi Yechon Menuri. The lach is like Yechon and Menuri also. Yeah, but if you only say 3 psukim, you're mekayim the mitzvah. However, Abu Minig is, like the Tanakam and the Mishnah, that we always say 10 psukim. We say 10 psukim of the Malchus, 10 psukim of the Kronis. So next time, if the though, we pass on the Yechon and Menuri. It's like a true. That if the if you only said one pasuk of each one, you're also mekayim the mitzvah. Mishnah says, Ein maskirin zichroin malchus v'shoifer shopronis. That's what the Mishnah before said, you have to say 10 psukim of Malchus. There can't be psukim that talk about pronis, that Hashem gave us punishment. It has to be 10 psukim of Malchus that says good things. Same thing, the psukim of zichroinis have to be about good zichorins. And the psukim about shoifer has to be about good things. not about Peronia, so we got punishment. Maschil b'Torah, when we start saying the 10 psukim, the first 3 psukim are from the Torah, or Maschil b'Novi, and then when we end off, the last one is from Novi. We have Yosi Yoimer, Mishlim b'Torah Yosa. If the last one you say is Minat Torah, that's also good. Like we end off, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kana Shema Chod, that's Minat Torah. Mora says, Malchias, Kegoin, what are psukim, synod of Malchias, what's called psukim of Malchias? The going Chayani Niyum Hashem Olakim Em Loi Biyad Chazok of Zroin Etuya Uvechemo Shvucha Em Loich Aleichem. Not like I'm very angry that I ruled over you. Now V'yaf Pagad.